One thing which strikes us immediately when we start looking at the parshias of Truma Tetzava, part of Kisisa and Vayakla Pikudei, is the tremendous detail which the Torah gives about every single point about the Mishkan. And the Kuzari talks about this idea that the Umos Olam have a general concept of how to be over to Kodesh Baruch Hu, but they've never been able to bring a Kodesh Baruch Hu's presence into their temples, whereas we have a much more specific way of doing it, given from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there in our tent, in the Beis HaMikdash. Without getting involved in the different Ramazim and the different things that it represents, the truth is Mishkan is not really unique. Almost every mitzvah that we do, in the Torah Shemiksav, there's given or presented the general elements of the mitzvah, and the details, and some of the details of the details, are given in the Torah Shebal Peh. Torah tells me in one pasuk, you should that we take for yourself, create Sador B'Kapos Tamarman, if it's almost Avre Nocha. So it mentions four minim, doesn't tell me exactly what they are, doesn't tell me how large they have to be, doesn't tell me how tall they have to be, doesn't tell me how many branches there has to be, doesn't tell me how the leaves have to be on the branches, it doesn't tell me exactly the shape that they have to be, what colors they have to be, it doesn't tell me, and so many, all these details are worked out by Chazal and Torah Shebal Peh. The Esrog has to be a certain colors, so certain colors are not acceptable, certain dots in the Esrog are not acceptable, etc., etc., etc. Tefillin. Torah says, that's it. And we all of a sudden we discuss the size of the tefillin and the square, the fact they have to be square and the fact that they have to be black and the fact that they have to have different parts to it and the fact that they, which part is going in. It has to be Soma Gidden. And there's details upon details upon details. And every time it's there's details and details and details. I mentioned before that there's a cute story, a joke, about two neighbors, a Jewish neighbor and a non-Jewish neighbor, that they're friendly, and the kids play one house to the other. And one day, towards the end of the year, the Jewish boy is playing by his neighbor's house, and he comes running home, all upset. A few minutes later, the father of the non-Jewish neighbor, the non-Jewish neighbor, calls up his neighbor, the Jewish neighbor, all irate, and he says that your son, the Jewish son who was playing in my house, has insulted my tree. He says, you know, I have a tree in the house in honor of the holiday. He insulted the tree. He says, what did he say? He said he wanted to know how tall the tree has to be, how many branches it has to have, how far you have to place it from the window, how many lights you have to put on the tree. He wanted all these like ridiculous, stupid things. He's just making fun of the whole thing. That's the story. So, you love God and just show how you love God by just, you know, doing something nice. True love in any situation, true care, true concern is because we want it to be perfect, and we care about the details. The same way we work out the details, and the women work out the details and the details of a Sheva Brachas and a Chasna and a Bris, because when you show love, there's details which have to be worked out. It's not just whatever. Over here, the expression of our Klal Yisrael's care and concern about a mitzvah, the interest in the mitzvah, we worked and we worked and we toiled. But even more so, by the Mishkan, the Rosh Hashanah didn't wait for us to work it out. The Rosh Hashanah himself says, listen, this mitzvah has to be done with tremendous precision. It means it's something very, very significant. Significant things which are real, are precise. A doctor has very, very specific areas where he's going to cut, how much he's going to cut, how deep he's going to cut, what he's going to do, how long it's going to take. Everything is worked out because it's something which is real. Science is real. Religion is a nice, fluffy thing to people's minds, so why do you have to have details? The answer is because religion is not a nice, fluffy thing. Religion is real. It's a reality as much as everything else is, and realities need details. And that's maybe one of the strongest messages we have in the Mishkan, that this is real. Kadosh Baruch Hu came down to the world, and he came down in a real way, and there's specific details. Like every piece of science, there are specific details the way it has to be done. Have a good Shabbos.